Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts and another legislative proposal dealing with solar energy. I'm Doug Busselman. Back after this. There's no shortage of legislative language this session of the Nevada legislature when it comes to covering solar energy development. There's a slug of bills on the topic. AB 529 is somewhat unique in that it covers rural electric utilities, including rural electric cooperatives. There's much to learn about the concepts that AB 529 is seeking to accomplish before it comes before the Assembly Committee on Growth and Infrastructure. From what we've heard so far, those supporting the measure see it as giving rural electric utilities a seat at the table in Nevada's boom of expanding solar generation. While most of the proposed projects are high rollers who barge their way in, grab up large tracts of federally managed lands, usually at the expense of local citizens who depend on being able to use the land. AB 529 pushes to include rural electric utilities the chance to plug in and receive electric energy from the facilities that are happening in their service territories. Instead of shifting the power out to far-flung energy users somewhere else, this bill works to bring benefits for local customers. We understand that further conversations and clearer specifics need to be noodled on to best understand how AB 529 will work, as well as where the local utilities and cooperatives factor in. But there's merit in hearing more. For Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.